Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, I've always been very glad I've got no allergies because the way I love food, if food tried to kill me, I'd feel very, very betrayed. Sometimes, however, it's not your fault. It's not natural. It actually will be a foreign substance that's in the food via the manufacturing process, and that makes people sick. It happened with peanut butter. Where are we?
Well, this is an update following months of the controversial peanut butter ban that took place last year. You might recall it affected a few household brands, typically the ones that would be distributed by private labels, in particular stores like Dis-Chem and a few others. But essentially, it was a peanut butter that was manufactured by a company called House of Natural Butters. Well, we have an update that the National Consumer Tribunal, which is part of the National Consumer Commission, they've finalized a ruling to include an administrative fine of 500,000 rand against the supplier. Now, from what we understand, there were recall notifications that were issued last year in 2024. And since then, it does seem as though House of Natural Butters has found the challenge or the issue to the peanut butters. It was essentially some kind of fungus that would occur and grow and ultimately cause health concerns and dysfunction, in particular, once consumed. Now, the 500,000 rand, we haven't been given a date as to when this will be settled by the company, but we have been told that they also happen to import and distribute contaminated peanut butter in South Africa. So it's not just their manufacturing plant, but also the processes and procedures they follow in terms of the peanut butter that they happen to import from outside markets. If anything, I think a win for the consumers might be a slap on the wrist for the manufacturers, but the consumer tribunal is really trying to hit them where it hurts them the most, being their pocket, but does raise, ongoing levels of confidence just in terms of the institutions we have in South Africa that follow through with the necessary food recall processes and, of course, making sure that they keep consumers safe while keeping business accountable.
Mm. About 2 weeks ago, you had the CEO of Barloworld on your show as a guest, and they spoke about the impending biota. I remember you even asked them, well, how far down the road are you going to kick this can? And they said they'd get back to you. Seems like they're a step closer now.
100%. Barloworld, one of the largest and leading industrial companies in South Africa. We know that they have two major divisions, including equipment. So if you consider Caterpillar, they essentially have the license to distribute Caterpillar equipment in Southern Africa and the rest of the continent. But they also have a consumer division group called Ingrain. They bought that from Tongaat just a few years ago as part of their diversification strategy. And that really speaks to the production of gluten and raw ingredients that would go to fast-moving consumer goods manufacturers to produce some kind of food items. Well, last year, you're quite right, a consortium made up of Encha, as well as key partners in Saudi Arabia called the Zahid Group, together with the CEO, Dominic Sewela, had put in an option to actually buy out the business fully, delisting it. And of course, it would mean that it would be privately owned. Naturally, with any kind of foreign investment or delisting of a business, it comes with an incredible amount of processes, including shareholder buyouts and, of course, agreements there. But, of course, clarity from the Competition Commission, who themselves would also put in certain terms and conditions with regard to how the handover of the deal should take place and if it will pose any level of threat to anti-competitive behavior in the South African market. So the National Competition Commission has come forward to literally give this deal the nod to say that it can go ahead. But for now, we do know that what happens next will be the ongoing process of shareholders agreeing on the valuation of the business. The PIC is already in. A few other partners just need to agree in terms of the final outcomes. But we will follow up with Dominic Sewela just to understand what happens now with the deal and the operational activity of the company going forward.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets continue to soar, though yesterday was a rather flat day for the All Share Index. 96,413 points is where we'll open up from. Currency-wise, we are holding our own. Incredibly defensive against the US dollar at 17.75, 24.04 to the British pound, and now at 20.25 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.